This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 356 and a quarter, down 2.5. December corn, 367 and a quarter, down 2. March corn, 380, down 2. August soybeans, 1222 and 3 quarters, down 9 and 3 quarters. September soybeans, 1081 and a half, down 13 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 1065 and 3 quarters, down 13 and 3 quarters. September wheat, 552 and a half, up 8 and a half. December wheat, 572 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a quarter. March wheat, 592 and a half, up 9. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Moisture in the forecast trimmed corn and soybean values. Wheat drew support from rain during the wheat harvest in Europe. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny lower, 347 to 366. Soybeans dropped 14 to 16 cents at 1212 to 1232. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 cents lower at 341 to 364, and soybeans dropped 13 cents at 1208 to 1236. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 to 5 cents at 352 to 366, soybean bids 13 to 14 cents lower at 1184 to 1247, and the wheat bids 7 to 9 cents stronger at 462 to 513. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 14 to 19 cents lower at 1226 to 1266. Basis down steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 160 to 200 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 422.20 to 432.20, which was down $6 a ton, with basis steady ranging from 40 to 50 over the August. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 6 cents lower at 367 to 382, with basis mixed range from 11 to 26 over November. Soybeans down 4 to 14 cents at 1189 to 1266, with basis steady to 10 cents stronger at 123 to 200 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 383 to 387. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 14 to 15 cents, with quotations at 1196 to 1273. Soft red winter wheat 8 to 9 cents higher at 505 to 518, and Milo 2 cents lower at 387 to 418. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 329 to 339. New crop soybean bids 1016 to 1050. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids at 327 to 339. New crop soybean bids 1027 to 1047. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 331 to 349, with the new crop soybean bids range from 1032 to 1065. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 158.45, up 17 cents. October live cattle, 155.65, down 57 cents. December live cattle, 155.90, down 37 cents. August feeder cattle, 221.25, up 22 cents. September feeder cattle, 220.72, up 2 cents. October feeder cattle, 220.05, down 30 cents. August lean hogs, 115.85, down $1.32. October lean hogs, 101.67, down $1.95. December lean hogs, 93.97, down $1.37. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Tuesday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 19 cents lower in the range of 107 to 118.50, with the weighted average carcass price of 115.86. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 80 to 88, 4 to 5 weights 84 to 92, 5 to 6 weights 88 to 93, and 600 pounds and up were 90 to 97. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from $80 to $86. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,428 head. And now for the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 389 head. And compared to last week, steers and heifers were selling $1 to $1.50 lower. Holstein steers were $1.50 to $2 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, 11 to 13 weights were bringing $160 to $166.25, and 1,300 to 1,500 weights $160 to $168.75. Select and choice twos and threes were bringing $155 to $159. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were $150 to $156, and choice slaughter heifers 1,000 to 1,200 pounds were $159.75 to $166.25, and 12 to 1,400 pound choice heifers were $159.75 to $167. Now moving on to the auction report from Carthage Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 1,557 head in this special feeder cattle sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights for $269 to $280, 6 weights were $231 to $271, 7 weights were $228 to $244.75, and 8 weights were $221 to $236.50. On to feeder steers, large ones, they had some real good set of 9 weights that brought $219.50, medium and large heifers, 5 weights were $230 to $249, 6 weights were $225 to $241, and 7 weights $217 to $226. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 365 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $127.96, and that was 14 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $263.27, which was 5 cents higher, and select carcasses were $256.75, and that was $1.28 lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, that compared to 115,000 last week, and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 400,000, that compared to 400,000 last week, and 422,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.66. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.44. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.57. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.44. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.20. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.44. August beans delivered to Scottville, $12.09. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.44. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $3.66. Corn at Scottville is $3.57. Beans at Greenfield are $12.20. And beans at Scottville are $12.09. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for a look at how the grain markets are doing this week.
Well, it's kind of a resurgence on expectations of big crops once again. We're expecting to see good rains across much of the Midwest. Over the weekend, the forecasters had pulled back a little bit on the rain forecast, and so we did get a little bit of early week strength, but now the forecast models are turning wetter once again, and it'd be a very timely rain for finishing off the corn crop in many areas, and a very timely rain for many soybean fields that have been starting to dry out to help them with pod set and pod fill. So the expectations are that next week we will see USDA raise its yield estimates for both corn and soybeans with a record bin buster crop coming in.
And with this bin buster crop coming in, people are starting to worry about where they're going to keep it.
That is a real concern. We certainly have built a lot more on-farm storage over the last 5-6 years, and so that will certainly help. But one of the concerns I have, and one of the reasons that I feel like we have more downside price risk in the cash market than many people realize, is the amount of old crop corn that is still in the bin needs to be moved to make room for this new crop. So that's going to create additional problems. In fact, corn prices, new crop corn bids in the northern plains are already approaching $2.50 per bushel. So low prices look like they may be here for at least a few months anyway.
Now, when you say that there's old crop corn still in the bin, is that bins on farm?
Yes, and this is something many grain buyers tell us, that they know many farmers still have 100,000 bushel or more of corn still on the farm, in some cases in commercial storage, but I think much of it is still on the farm, needs to make room yet for the new crop. In cases where the prices are already very low, as I mentioned, the northern plains of prices are already approaching 250 per bushel, those farmers are simply going to try to hang on probably unless we get a substantial rally, which at this point doesn't look likely because the price is raised so low. They just want to try to hang on and hope for something better. Not sure how profitable that's going to be for them, but that means bottom line is we're going to have a lot of corn to move through the system over the next 6 months.
Suderman had some good news for Illinois growers as to how their crops compare to other states.
Well, Illinois in and of itself has a lot of variation, but that is where we're seeing the best corn overall. We're seeing the number of yield checks coming in close to 300 bushels per acre across many parts of Illinois. And then you get some areas where the soils aren't quite as good, and they've happened to miss out some rains more than others, and there are some problems. As you go around the Midwest, it's pretty much a story, but even in the areas that had a lot of excessive rains early on and had a lot of ponding, the fields around those areas are very good. And so even as you go state by state across the Midwest, it looks like we're going to have a good crop. F.C. Stone, who surveys elevators across the Midwest, released their estimate with an estimate of, I believe, 172.4 or something above 172 bushels per acre. Farm Futures magazine, which surveyed farmers across the Midwest, released their estimate of 171.1. And I think that's really in the ballpark of where we're at right now. But with depth of kernel, with the rest of August expected to be very favorable weather for developing depth of kernel, we could take that up yet another 5-6 bushels plus. So the potential is there for it to be a big crop. But, you know, eventually it comes, okay, how much does another few bushels matter? We're going to be swimming in corn, and that's been our fear for the last 6 months and why we were tried to be aggressive with our clients in pricing our corn and riding this thing out and now allow the demand to start catching up, which I think we'll see happen over the next year.
I think a favorite quote that I heard while at the commodities conference was that we are very good at producing ourselves out of a market.
We are, but given the opportunity to have very few bushels at high prices or a lot of bushels at low prices, I think we'd prefer to have the bushels because then you have some opportunities to do something with it. And if you have bushels, you have the opportunity to start capturing that global demand market. And I think that's what we're going to see happen over the next year is we're going to garner a larger share, a larger niche, so to speak, of the global demand market. And I think that's going to pay off for us over the next few years after we go through this time of pain.
Suderman also gave a rundown of what's going on in the livestock markets this week.
Well, the livestock markets are waiting. Let's start with the beef, first of all. And they're waiting to see what kind of cash movement we're going to see this week. Overall, we're seeing the product market hold very favorably near record high levels. Impressive movement. I was pleased with yesterday's movement because the previous week we saw box beef movement drop off. But to start off the week, we saw a good day of movement for a Monday in the box beef movement. The question is that I'm going to be watching this week, or what about weights? We started to see a pickup in carcass weights last week, suggesting that maybe the feeders had been holding back cattle because of cheap corn prices to put some more weight on. And if we continue to see those weights going higher and start to see the supply increase, then that would suggest that the long-anticipated increase in supply will hit us this month. But so far, we're seeing renewed strength in the market, really supported by the fundamentals. The market continues to break every couple weeks or so, anticipating higher supplies, but those higher supplies simply haven't come, and the demand has beat anyone's expectations in the industry that the consumer would actually pay this much for beef, and it's largely being driven by ground beef, believe it or not. But so far, it's been very resilient.
Well, good. It's always good to know that the consumers are willing to support farmers even when the prices are high and the number of animals is low.
Well, I think the encouraging thing is demand for beef has been both on the domestic side and on the export market. Even with a strong dollar, we've been able to see good export demand, and something that was not anticipated. I certainly didn't think that they'd be willing to pay these prices, either domestically or globally, and most in the industry didn't either, but have been continuing to pay up for those cuts. On the other hand, we're seeing high pork prices start to ration demand both on the domestic and export side. And with the high carcass weights, that has well supplied that slower demand and kept us in good balance there. And that's why overall we continue to see the cash prices trend lower and product prices as well.
And the futures prices for hogs, they also seem to be trailing down a little bit lower.
The expectation continues to be, based on the last quarterly hogs and pigs report, that we will see a significant hole in the supply of hogs due to the PED virus later this fall. But same time, that's not what we're seeing right now. We're seeing that adequate supply. And so futures, you got to feed a bull every day, if I can say that, in the hog market. And we're simply not seeing the data to back up that we've got this hole in supply. So the bulls are having trouble hanging on to their positions, hanging on to their optimism as long as the supply remains adequate to meet demand.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.